ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
こんにちは、ナオミです。
Hi everyone, Kat here. Welcome to Newbie Series Season 5, Lesson 6. Japan isn't far away. Hello and welcome to JapanesePod101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese.
And thanks again for being here with us for this Newbie Series lesson. Kat-san, please tell us what we are going to learn in this lesson.
In this lesson, you will learn how to make the negative forms of e adjectives.
Where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
This conversation takes place at school, and it looks like Madoka is showing Kent around the school grounds.
What's the formality level of the conversation?
Madoka and Kent are cousins of the same age, so they're speaking informally. Basic and premium members,
if you have a 3G phone,
you can see the lesson notes in your favorite browser on your phone.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com to find out more.
Okay, so let's listen to the conversation.
ここは体育館。
ふーん、あまり大きくないね。
そうね。
新しい？
新しくない。古い。
へ
ー。で、そこはプール。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ここは体育館。
ふーん、あまり大きくないね。
そうね。
新しい？
新しくない。古い。
へぇ。
で、そこはプール。
今度は英語が入ります。
ここは体育館。
This is the gymnasium.
ふーん、あまり大きくないね。
Huh, it's not that big, is it?
そうね。
I guess not.
新しい？
Is it new?
新しくない。古い。
It's not new, it's old.
へぇ。
Oh.
で、そこはプール。
And over there's the swimming pool. So, it looks like Kent is being shown around the school.、He doesn't sound too impressed with the size of the gym, though.
Right, because he said, あまり大きくないね。It's not that big, is it?
That's kind of rude, isn't it? Maybe the gym at his school back home was much bigger or something.
Yeah, that could be. Was there a gym as part of your high school?
Yes, we did have several gyms, I think. Our school was quite good for sports, yeah.
Wow. How about the pool?
Yes, I remember swimming lessons at school and we had to wear those rubber hats to keep it was horrible. And the chlorine, the smell of the chlorine, I still remember it. How about you, Naomi-sensei? Did you have swimming lessons in Japanese high school?
We have a nice size gym, but, and there's also a small dojo for martial arts.
Oh, really? That's so Japanese. Wow.
Yeah. I've never tried them, though.
Yeah, neither have I. I don't want to get hit in the face. Okay, so now, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
ここ
Here.
ここここ
Okay, and next?
そこ
There, that place.
そこそこ
Okay, next?
体育館
Gymnasium.
体育館体育館
Okay, next?
古い
Old, for inanimate objects.
古い古い
Okay, and next?
プール
Swimming pool.
プールプール
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we'll look at is 体育館.
Gymnasium, gym. Now, this refers to a gym at a school, right?
Yeah, that's right. A gym at school where students play sports and do PE.
So not a gym where people go to work out then.
So, right. That would be simply be called gym. The word has just been taken from English.
So that's something to keep in mind. Going back to 体育館, we can break this word down into two parts, can't we?
Yes. 体育,
physical education.
And 館,
building, hall.
However, it's likely to be pronounced 体育館 than 体育館.
Yes, because 体育館 is quite hard to say, so it runs together into 体育館.
Right.
Isn't it? Mm. This 館 actually shows up in the names of lots of different buildings, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Like 映画館.
Cinema or movie theater. That's the word for film or movie, 映画, plus 館, building. So movie building.
Movie building, that's cute. The next word is probably much easier to remember.
Oh, you mean the word for pool?
Right. It's just 푸드.
Another loan word taken straight from English.
Remember to lengthen the vowel in the middle. 푸드.
Okay, and now there are a couple of other vocab words I'd like to go over.
Ah, the new set of 고소하도 words, right?
Exactly. Do you remember the 고소하도 words we went over last time? Those had meanings such as this, that, that over there, etc. This set of 고소하도 words refers to location. What was the first one we heard in the dialogue?
ここ, here.
ここ. Remember that こ refers to something close to you. The next one is?
そこ, there.
そこ. そ refers to something that is a little further from you.
So those are the two we heard in the conversation, but there are still two more. The next one is あそこ, there at the distance.
あそこ also means there, but it refers to a location even further than そこ. It's far from both you and the person you're talking to.
Exactly. And the last one is どこ is the question word, and it means where.
There is a chart with this set of words in the lesson notes, so be sure to check those out. In this lesson, you'll learn how to make the negative form of e adjectives. That means you'll be able to say phrases like not good, not bad, not big, not small, etc. First, let's look at the different e adjectives we saw in the lesson.
大きい,
big.
新しい,
new.
古い,
old. Notice how they all end in e? That's why they're called e adjectives. Now, how do we make all of these negative, as in not big, not new, not old? Let's go through the steps using the word 古い, old. First step, take off the final e.
古.
Then add 古い to the end of it.
古くない.
That's it. This means not old.
古くない, not old.
Let's try it now with the word 新しい, meaning new. First, take off the final e. Notice that there are two e's in this word, so be careful.
新しい.
Then add 新しい.
新しくない.
This means not new.
新しくない, not new.
Oh, I have an idea, actually. Hmm? Remember the word we learned last time, which means delicious?
Ah, 美味しい.
Yes, 美味しい. Let's change this one into the negative.
Mm.
We'll do it together. Again, first drop the e.
美味しい.
And then add くない. Listeners, what did you get? Think about it for a moment. Okay, Naomi-sensei, the final answer is?
美味しくない.
Not delicious, not tasty. Used when talking about food.
はい.
Okay, have you got that? Not so bad, right? There's one more grammar point we'd like to cover. Naomi-sensei, what did Kent say when he saw the school gym again?
あまり大きくないね.
大きくない, not big, plus the particle ね. This ね is used to elicit agreement from the listener.
You want them to agree with you, like, isn't it? Don't you think so? Am I right?
Right. So when Kent said あまり大きくないね, he meant it's not that big, is it? The particle ね. It's just like the is it tag question in English.
If he didn't use ne here, it could sound like he's not expecting any response, like he's just talking to himself.
Right, exactly. Hitorigoto, talking to himself.
Right.
Here's an example of this ne that you hear a lot these days. 寒いね。
ああ、寒いね。It's cold, isn't it? I agree. People say this all the time to each other in these cold winter months.
And as soon as it gets slightly warmer, 暑いね。It's hot, isn't it?
Right.
Well, that's all for this lesson. By the way, we didn't have quite enough time to go into the phrase あまりor あんまり which is used in negative sentences. It's explained in the PDF for this lesson, though, so please take a moment to read up on it. Okay, some of our listeners already know about the most powerful tool on JapanesePod101.com.
Line by line audio.
The perfect tool for rapidly improving listening comprehension.
By listening to lines of the conversation again and again.
Listen until every word and syllable becomes clear. Basically, we break down the dialogue into comprehensible bite-sized sentences.
You can try the line-by-line audio in the Premium Learning Center at JapanesePod101.com. Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you next time.
じゃあまた。
ここは体育館。
ふーん。あまり大きくないね。
そうね。
新しい？
新しくない。古い。
へえ。
で、そこはプール。